The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. In this week's episode, I interview my guest, Kathleen Nightingale. Kathleen helps animal lovers discover peace of mind and heal from animal loss through animal communication sessions and helps them learn to communicate with their animal angel. As an intuitive guide and energy healer, Kathleen developed her gift of receiving messages from animals that are alive or in spirit to help people connect with them for better understanding, as well as life-changing inspirational messages. Kathleen lives in Arizona with her other half, along with a goat, three dogs, two cats, and a horse named Happy Feet. To learn more about Kathleen, you can visit her website at mustangmindset.com. Hello, Kathleen. Welcome to Soulful Valley.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We met in Joanna Hunter's community, and I absolutely love what you're doing, helping people to heal after losing their beloved pets. That's such a gorgeous thing to do. Can you share with our listeners a bit about the work that you do there?
Well, I had a background in life coaching and clinical hypnotherapy and helping people to go deep and heal. And my first book was on what's called Lose the Diet, Transform Your Body by Connecting with Your Soul. So it was about connecting with ourselves and going deep and healing the inside to heal the outside. And then really my passion has always been animals and then tapping into animal communication and finding that I really love connecting with animals in spirit, as opposed to some animal communicators may focus on, animal behavior, but I love the healing messages. So it comes back to the emotional healing again and helping people to, you know, with that void and that loss and knowing that the love is still there.
Yeah, because it's quite painful, isn't it, when we lose a pet. I know that my dogs especially were closer to me than some of the humans in my life. So it's quite a painful thing to go through, isn't it?
That's what happens, is people really feel this hole in their heart. Yeah. Because, you know, it was that unconditional love. It was, you know, a stress relief for them. And for some people, they may have had a horse that they were riding. They may have had them in their life for 30 years. A lot of times they're closer to their animals than they are to people. And then sometimes, you know, they have to euthanize them for some reason. We don't normally euthanize our family members, but with animals, you know, then we can have all this grief, guilt, remorse, you know, did I wait too long? Did I do it too soon? You know, and all those questions that come up. So it makes it hard for some people.
Yeah, it does. It's one of the most painful things I've had to do. So what in your life has led to you choosing to work in this area?
Well, it's, you know, when we look at our passion and joy, for me, animals bring me probably the greatest joy. And since the day I was born, you know, I've been at like this animal whisperer, always had them by my side. My dad said, you know, because we got a puppy when I was born, And my dad said he would carry a bag of dog food under one arm and a bag of diapers, or would you call it nappies, or under the other arm, you know. So, and, you know, they've been my constant companion. So I've had, you know, dogs, cats, horses, birds, goats. I have a goat right now, you know, chickens, almost, you know, gerbils, anything you can think of. So,
and I've missed that. During this lockdown, I've always had a dog in my life, but a couple of years ago, I had to rehome my dog when I became disabled and I just couldn't manage her anymore. And then all of this happened, and not even having a pet, I've had to go and buy some furry bedding.
Mm-hmm. So, well, the interesting really do thing miss them. Is that, yeah, you know, pet adoptions increased greatly during the pandemic because people were stuck at home and they were stressed. And, you know, it was really a good thing that all of these animals were getting adopted. On the other hand, too, I'm sure there's going to be loss eventually. You know, people are going to be losing them too, and then that's going to cause stress. And some people then turn around and adopt another one to try and replace the other one. Of course, it's never quite the same. They all have their own personalities. So
yeah,
that's when we look at, you know, doing some other deep healing as well.
So how do you help your clients? What sort of tools do you use for this?
Well, I like to, and I'm actually launching a program in, I have something called the Animal Angel Academy. So it's helping people through, first of all, I do one-to-one sessions where I connect with animals and spirit, and that's very healing because, you know, I connect to that pure positive energy and that love that's still there. And, you know, while the person is feeling so, you know, grief stricken and upset, you know, the animal is nothing but love. And of course, there's no anger because you didn't feed me properly or take me to the vet on time or euthanize me or whatever happened. So I love that healing experience of kind of connecting that pure positive love with, you know, the pain that people are in, you know, helping to heal that. Also through the guided meditation tools of my hypnotherapy background, which is very intuitive as well, to help people go deep within themselves, and using visualization techniques that help them, you know, let go, release of those, you know, negative feelings and fill their heart with that love that they're missing, and also life coaching tools. So it all comes together with all the tools in the toolbox.
Brilliant. So. Sounds beautiful. Can you give our listeners one tip that would really help them now if they're struggling with their mental health after losing a pet?
Well, whatever, you know, you may have had a dog or a cat, or it could be a horse or whatever, but I mean, in my usual meditation techniques, you know, I would say, get into a sacred space. I mean, you can create, of course, a memorial area. It may be a corner of your home. It may be in your garden, you know, a little area where you've got maybe a bench, some plants, you know, or inside it could be wherever, you know, a reclining chair or something, candles. You can make a memorial space where you can go and relax and meditate. And, you know, some people worry about meditating. I don't know how to meditate. Well, just relax, close your eyes, and tap into your imagination and imagine they're there around you. Maybe imagine what it felt like when they were on your lap, you know, the warmth of them on your lap, and maybe you're petting them. Visualization is very powerful, you know, for anybody who's watched The Secret or, you know, learn things about mindset. It can really help us to get out of our head and into our heart, because that's where the healing occurs, you know, not upstairs, but down in our heart. And, you know, if it's a horse, you might want to close your eyes and imagine you're riding them again or grooming them again. And of course, you know, so you can do those things and connect with them because they're still around. Their energy doesn't go away. They have a soul like we do. And of course, we don't want to forget about self-love. The messages that I get from animals, see, what happened was at one point I thought, I'm going to go work with animals maybe instead of people. Healing work with animals, horse massage, and using the animal communication to help the animals heal. But the messages from the animals were, she's not taking care of herself, or he's not in the moment, or, you know, they're already perfect in some ways. You know, it's we humans that are going through this life journey, right?
They know what to do naturally, don't they? We've sort of disconnected from the nature of what and who we really are, but animals, I noticed it, if our dogs were stressed, it was because of the people. It's like in general, they were really laid back and happy and meditative.
Why they probably have shorter lives. Well, we don't need to learn the lessons that you do, but the messages from them, for example, I connected with a woman who had a beautiful white Arabian horse who I could sense her beauty and she knew she was beautiful and she loved being groomed. I'm like, this horse really loved being groomed. And I said, her message for you is, are you taking care of yourself the way you took care of me? You know, a lot of times as animal lovers, we're taking care of the animals, very well. And we still worry that we're not doing a good enough job, especially after they've gone. And we think maybe we should have fed them in a different way or something. But the messages from animals are, are you taking care of you? And it's like they want us to love ourselves as much as we love them. So.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Is there a book that you could recommend that would help people with this? Are there any books about this out there?
Coming out.
Have you? That's brilliant. Good timing.
So I'm working. So I've been putting one together and I changed the title, but it's Messages from Animal Angels. So I've compiled some stories, the true stories of some of the messages I've gotten, the healing messages and what they're teaching us. Mm-hmm. So, and what they want for us. And, of course, it's nothing but love. So.
There's a couple of personal questions now that I've just started asking for this season. So this is quite new. If you could go back and give 20-year-old Kathleen some advice, what would it be?
Go with what you're passionate about, because I've personally been on a very long and winding journey in my past of finding myself and who I really am, and also loving myself. And it's been a journey of self-worth for me too. I've been married a few times, I've done work that maybe I didn't really like, and it's, we often don't treat ourselves well. We're often not in alignment with who we really are. So it's really about loving yourself more and understanding your value and doing the work that you really love and that brings you joy.
And if money were no object, what would you do? But I think you're already doing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I had a corporate finance background, high-end type of job, but I chucked it at one point to say, life is too short. I'm going to go after what I'm passionate about, and freedom is a value for me. So, I think I'm there, but it took me a while.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about that I haven't asked in the questions?
No, I have a Facebook group for anybody who's listening, if you want to join, called Animal Angel Connection, to start the healing process if you're struggling. And so you know, that's one place to start.
And I'll put that in the show notes so that you can find it in the show notes. And and look out for the book as well, because I'm sure as soon as you've written the book, we'll get to find out about it through your Facebook group.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for your time today then, Kathleen.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been great to be here and to share the story and to share the love with everyone. And hopefully it'll fill your heart if you're feeling lost to know that the love is still there.
Thank you. Bye for now.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley podcast page on Facebook. My website is soulfulvalley.com. You can also connect with me on Instagram at soulfulvalley.